Blog Talk Radio.
To know you better. See you kinda busy, so I guess I'll send a letter. If the letter don't work, then I guess I'll approach it. If you can't socialize, I guess I'll coach you. Cause Jimin is far from the average knucklehead. I don't wanna spend most of my time in bed, but in case I have to get hard, I get hard like lead. And the proof is in the pudding, that's what my mom said.
Huh,
and as you did, I just wanna be. Girl, I just wanna be.
G-Man ain't no great thing.
I just wanna be.
No matter what state, I put you in good hands just like all state. I'm winding down, we eating on fine plates. I treat you like a superstar, line with no weight. You like good time, let's just push rewind. Sipping good wine, my game not denied. We live in the sky, the haters live on the ground. No sex rules up in the clouds, ow.
Baby, I stayed away too long.
And as you did,
all right, everyone, you're listening to Show Talk with the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is Mr. Frank Scurlock. Mr. Frank Scurlock is running for president of the United States within the next election. So we're going to hear from him. How are you doing, Mr. Scurlock?
I am doing amazing. I'm in Lower Mississippi in Old Highway 90. I'm driving in from Florida. I spent the night in Alabama, and I'm headed to the wonderful city of New Orleans, Louisiana.
Oh, wow. So you're busy.
Well, I have a pickup truck that's loaded. I have a trailer that's loaded. And we are bringing in relief because it is a mess beyond belief. I know most everybody knows about the hurricane, but what they don't realize is the hurricane's long gone, but the remains, it's going to be a decade worth of problems. And currently our federal government is trying their best, but the reality is this needs to be one of the greatest humanitarian efforts ever. This is going to be as big as, like, when the United States helped Africa many years ago. We need to get the world to kick in and to help not only Louisiana, but if you've seen the news in the past couple of days, the remnants of Ida have gone all the way up and continue to ravage, including up and through New York City.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. I didn't know it was that bad.
It actually was flooding out some of the subway stations up in New York, from what I was told. In New Jersey, it's just, Ida, you know, I'm a real spiritual person, and I believe this is our creator. God just said, you know, he's had enough of this sinful nation when we print his name in our currency and God we trust, and I think he takes it serious. And just like any parent would, if people don't honor and do it right, you know, he has the capability to have wrath if he wants. So I'm not saying he's going to come judge anybody, this, that, and the other. That's not my place to do. But I will say this, is there's a book called the Bible. It's got 66 books within it. Gives us some instructions. And quite frankly, most people in America have been very defiant for that, and I think it's time that people need to get close with their relationship with their Lord and Savior.
Yes, I agree. I agree.
And
so you're taking a truckload of food to New Orleans.
We have on board about 100 gallons of gas. Trying to find gas cans was a challenge, but we got about 100 gallons. We've got water. We've got two generators. We've got fans. We have a dry ice chest worth of full of proteins. We have a wet ice chest full of, like, ready-to-eat sandwiches. The military's there given what they call MREs, which is the military ready-to-eat stuff. But those are simple freeze-dried. And my real concern is the wonderful people of New Orleans that, you know, we love our food, we're the birthplace of jazz, but we're also one of the best places in the world, not only New Orleans, but the whole region with our gumbo, our crawfish, and andouille. All that whole distribution chain just got rocked to the core. It really did.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it did. So here's what I would like to ask you, and I'd like to ask your listeners. You know, in my business career, my father, my earthly father, he invented the bounce house, the little spacewalk thing that people jump up and down on.
Yeah.
I helped expand that nationwide. We opened up about 500 offices, and I sold the company in 2013 to pursue other things. But what's going on now is my heart's based on serving people. So I founded a foundation in Florida called the No Liquor Foundation, and that's actually the word religion spelled backwards. And the reason we did that is we have a skywriting ministry called Holy Smoke that's based out of Disney, that we write up positive love messages in the sky, like God plus you equals happy face, and write the word love and peace, just powerful messages. And with the storm, the foundation has kicked in, and so that's what we're trying to use all the resources that we can. I personally underwrote everything for it, the seed, and now we're asking to have other people's partners can expand the ministry and go in and help those afflicted areas. We have an emergency for quality food, for different types of provisions. Fuel is the number one demand item. Very sadly, if you hear on the news, they're literally having shootouts at gas stations right now. It's such a tragedy. And a lot of people have left New Orleans, a lot went to Texas. The mayor yesterday, she actually said that the city would pay people's way to go to Alexandria or Shreveport. And so while we think it's over, it's really not. It's really just the beginning of many, many years of restoration. You know, most people don't realize the Crescent City, as she's also called, that was 300 years old. The city of New Orleans, believe it or not, is 300 years old. That's, you know, you go back to 1812 with Louisiana Purchase and so forth, and here we are in 2021. And after all the settling and stuff is done, one storm pretty much just took out the whole thing.
Lord have mercy. I did not know it was that bad. I know during Hurricane Michael, we had it pretty bad. We were out lights and water. And the military came in and handed out food.
And, you know, it's interesting that you say that. I actually have a meeting today at 2 o'clock with FEMA to actually inspect my own house there, which I know it had at least 7 feet of water in my house. And I've only seen pictures. So look at that. I'm driving down the street. I see some donation boxes already popping up. Once again, this needs to be a huge humanitarian effort. And so what I would like to point out is while the power is being restored, that's just the beginning. But what happened while the power's been out for a couple weeks now, the mold and the humidity has taken over the houses. So when people come back home, not only the refrigerator is going to be full of rotten food, you know, they're going to, it's just going to be stinky. It's going to be ugly. And so having said that, I heard, I mean, you maybe can shed some light on this, is that in Panama City, what the insurance companies did is they found a way to not have to pay people because they said it was mold damage, not hurricane damage. And that's just not good. I'm really excited that the president yesterday, when he toured New Orleans and the region, he gave a direct order to the insurance companies, do not mess with the people. Pay them what they're entitled to. Is that, you know, we all make our monthly payments or quarterly payments to insurance. It's time that these people in the affected area, and there are a lot of them, they need to be compensated. They need help. I mean, even myself, I might have done well in my life, but nobody can plan for a disaster such as this.
No, sir. You cannot plan for a disaster such as this. And Hurricane Michael here in 2018, it was something else. We didn't have, you couldn't go to the store. You couldn't get gas. It was horrible.
It's a mess. It is an absolute mess. So, but you know what I do know is while they have a lot of people take this as an opportunity to enrich themselves and personal gain, you know, one of the scriptures that I refer to, it's really not even a scripture. It's just a way of life. You make a living by what you earn. You make a life by what you give. And so on behalf of my foundation, and, if, you know, here I am riding down Highway 90, which, you know, this is the road that before the interstate was even built. You know, you could go all the way from Panama City to New Orleans if you wanted Highway 90. Now, this is where the real country was built. You know, before we got, you know, cars flying fast. Right now where I am on Highway 90, the speed limit's only 40 miles an hour. You know, even though I have a lot of energy, I've been blessed with a lot of things. What I really like, hold on 1 second, I got a call come in, there we go. What I like to do is just go slow and go see all God's creations out there. It's amazing. He's all over. He's omnipresent. So in closing, I just say, everybody slow down, get right with God, turn to Jesus, let him enter, and most importantly, love one another, and if you can, by all means, please visit the NoLiggerFoundation.org, not com, but .org. We give 100% to the mission field, and No Ligger is the word religion spelled backwards.
All right, No Ligger, the No Ligger Foundation. I think that's wonderful what you are doing. You have a good heart.
I try to. That's why I think I'm qualified to run for president. If God
yes,
wants me to
you
be
are
there,
running for
that,
president.
That's where I'll be.
When does your campaign start?
Well, it, you know, I ran last year, and that was new. I learned a lot, and I never conceded, by the way. So I'm still running, and I'm trying to encourage others to run too, because what a leader, a mayor, a president, they set the direction for whatever body that they're going over, have it be a city, a state, or a government, the United States, or even the free world. We set the tone. Well, look, I need to take this call. I got a 911 coming in from New Orleans. God bless you. Y'all
God
have a great
bless
day,
you,
and please
Frank,
get involved. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, everyone. You've been listening to Mr. Frank Scurlock of the No Ligger Foundation that he started. Feel free to give donations. I'll put the link up to the website. He is also taking food to New Orleans, to Louisiana. Not food, but food and 100 gallons of gas. They in dire need of necessities, water, gas, anything that you can send. So keep New Orleans in your heart, Mississippi, New York, all those places. Keep them in your heart. If you can, send or donate. These people really need help. The federal government is doing the best they can. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Have a good afternoon and night.